No, No King. Written by Siamiza. Read by Opalsong. Fandom, A Song of Ice and Fire. Lyanna kept the ravens. Maester Allen was old and sickly, and there was no telling if the Citadel would send a replacement into the jaws of winter if he passed. So he sat, huddled in furs and quilting, telling stories to Jorah and Ned, and Lyanna kept the ravens. There were few enough of them, one for Winterfell, one for the Wall, a few for the keeps and steadings that had sent their men marching off with Mother and her sisters. Only one of them could talk. He called for corn when she fed him, and a low, ragged, "Far!" when he was cold. Otherwise, he was quite the stupidest of them all, falling off his perch in pursuit of a bit of meat that had fallen behind it. She had come to know her ravens well, since Mother had gone to war. Even Alisane had left her, fighting the Ironborn, fighting the traitor Bolton. Hands on her shoulders, "You are the Lady of Bear Island now." Enemies surrounded them. She had been with the ravens when the red letters came, a row of strange birds, one after the other, clicking their beaks and murmuring low in their throats as she read. "The traitor, Robb Stark, is dead. The traitor, Dacy Mormont, is dead. Lyanna, I pray you do not hear of this first from the Boltons, but the king has been grievously slain. Surrender the traitor, Mage Mormont. As for your mother, we do not know." She put the letters together, all in a crumpled pile, and stared at them, blinking the tears away. She was a Mormont of Bear Island. She was a warrior. She descended the stairs slowly, and pulled down her axe from where it hung beside the fire. It was a hatchet, meant for chopping or throwing in Dacy's hands. Dacy was dead, but it was a war axe in hers. Dacy had taught her how to hold a mace. Lyra had taught her how to hold a knife. It was Jor-El who'd given her the axe, who'd held their hands together and showed her how to split an Ironborn skull. "If he's kneeling down for her," Lyra had said, and Jor-El had punched her shoulder, laughing. None of the letters had mentioned Lyra or Jor-El. They might still be alive. They might have fought their way out. She knew her sisters, knew they could have made it, could have cut down traitor Freys and traitor Boltons. That was why Mother was missing, most like. They'd escaped. They were coming north, and they were dead, lying with Dacy and the king.
"Lady Lyanna."
Maester Allen's voice was weak. "He doesn't know," thought Lyanna. "He doesn't know."
"Lady Lyanna."
She hadn't realized that her eyes were closed. She opened them to see the gash her axe had made in the old logs of the floor. "Oh," she said, very quietly. Jorah and Ned peered at her around the maester's cloak of quilts.
"The king is dead," said Lyanna.
And she'd meant to say it stoically, fiercely, the way Mother would have. But her hands were trembling.
"Dacy is..."
Ned darted at her, too fast for Allen to grab. His dark, curly head collided with her shins. And then he began to wail, high cries splitting the air. Jorah was quick to follow, trying to pull her brother away from Lyanna's skirts.
"Neddy, Neddy, shh, Neddy!" She looked up at Lyanna. "Leo, what... what about Grandmother? And Lyra? Leo, you're lying! Neddy, Leah's..."
Maester Allen stumbled, helpless, on the doorframe. Lyanna looked at them all, wide-eyed. The dying man, Ned, who hated noise, who knew the fear in her voice, but even at 2 couldn't seem to understand the words. Jorah, nearly her own age, now as small and scared and shaking as her brother. She knelt down, prying Ned's hands from her skirts, taking them and Jorah's into her own. "We are Mormonts," she said. She held her neck stiff, like Mother did, chin up, her jaw clenched. "Our king and kin are dead by treason, but we are Mormonts, and we will hold." Mother had left Alisane as Lady of the Bear Island. Alisane had left Lyanna to guard the people and the keep and even her own children. Alisane had trusted her. She would be worthy of that trust. That afternoon, she walked the walls of the keep, checking for loose stones. She strode through the winter town, nodding to the old men as women in ragged skirts fell into line behind her. The blacksmith had gone to war with Mother, and both of his apprentices with Alisane. But his wife knew his craft, and even his old father could carry tongs in his shaking hands. Lyanna asked them about food. The storehouses were too empty, and she knew without having to be told that there would be nothing coming from the mainland. They would need to hunt and peck and gather. They would need to pray. Jorah was in the Godswood, small and silent, looking like half of herself. Jorah was always in the Godswood now. She stayed curled beneath the heart tree in her furs, and Lyanna had to fetch her every night. "It will be a long winter, Leah." Lyanna glared at her, trying to rub warmth into her hands. "So you want to freeze to death before it starts?" Jorah shrugged. "Even the bears don't have food anymore. There's too many of them. And the old men are eating the cubs." She shrank further in on herself. Lyanna's scowl didn't ease. "We're she-bears. We'll eat them right back." Jorah shook her head, the ice on her lashes like tears. "She couldn't. Leah, she couldn't." "Oh," thought Lyanna. She wasn't sure if Jorah meant Daisy or Mother or one of her strange waking dreams, but it sent a shudder through her all the same. "Jorah," she asked, "is Alisane?" Jorah shook her head. "Not Mother! It's not Mother!" She'd managed to keep back the tears, but they'd set her to hiccuping. "Mother is fine, Leah. She has to be." Lyanna tugged on their joined hands, pulling her niece to her feet. "Come on, I'll take you to spar." With a sudden rush of leadership, she added, "You can even use my axe." Lyanna sat amidst the ravens and wrote letters to their bannermen, such as they were, such as still lived, telling them that House Mormont still flew the direwolf. Lyanna could see it, in fact, gray cloth flapping outside the raven window in a stiff autumn breeze. They'd had more snow yesterday, and no melt in months. Master Allen had written out a template in his shaking hand. Lyanna had let him, more out of pity than need. Old Grace, who knew numbers but not letters, helped her with the rest, adding and calculating. How much grain? How many stomachs to fill, how long the mushrooms in the caverns would hold out. Then it would be meat and fish, and then, as the seas froze too deep and the storms and the snowdrifts swallowed their island, nothing at all. Eating the weevils with the bread, eating the ponies, eating each other, in the stories Lyra had liked to tell. Lyanna had never known a winter. But Bear Island had known 1,000. They had endured. They would always endure. She had to believe that. She had to. A bedraggled new raven sat calmly for her as she pulled the message out of its pouch.
King Stannis, she read. Some southern king. He wanted aid. He wanted the men she didn't have and the food she couldn't spare more like. Lyanna ground her teeth, scowling, and stomped down the stairs, leaving the ravens quirking in her wake. House Mormont, she called, pausing only a moment to grab for her axe, and stomped her foot for effect. A few of the village children, resting by the fire after a morning repairing the keep, jumped. Two rose and bowed. The other three merely waited. Jorah emerged from behind the stairs, Ned in her arms. Maester Allen didn't follow. His turn for the worse was the only thing keeping Jorah inside, caring for him, caring for Ned, asking him for stories, not fairy stories, but stories, now, of who he had been.
I worry,
he'd told Lyanna, in the low wreck of his voice.
I worry they'll send...
And he'd broken off into a coughing fit.
Someone who calls them bastards. Someone who doesn't understand her fits. What they are. What they truly are.
And then he tried to laugh. A sick, wet sound. There was dried blood on his lips.
A man like I was when I came to your island.
Lyanna straightened her spine. A king has written us, a king of the Seven Kingdoms. But I know only one king, our murdered king, our king in the north whose name is Stark. She beat the axe handle against the stone of the hearth. Stark! Stark! The children took up the cry. Stark! Stark! It was Grace, coming through the archway loaded down with baskets, who began the cry anew. Mormont, she called. Mormont and the bear! Mormont and the bear! The children at the hearth stomped their feet in time with Lyanna's axe. Jorah held Ned tightly, his face pressed into her shoulder against the noise. But she shook her free fist, a smile wide on her face. The bear! Here we stand, Lyanna called out. Here we stand. Mother, here I stand. The end.